The city of Los Angeles is facing a $1 billion budget gap for fiscal year 2025 to 26 that will require massive cuts. The city's top financial advisor delivering the bleak outlook Wednesday, sounding the alarm. City Administrative Officer Matt Szabo said, quote, "We are not looking at dozens or even hundreds of layoffs, but thousands." He added that layoffs will not be the only solution. The city is currently $61 million in the red. The large budget deficit is a result of lower than anticipated tax revenue, increased liability or legal payouts, money for waste fees, and money needed to cover Los Angeles police and firefighter pensions. In fact, Szabo said the city's rising liability payouts tripled in the past year from $112 million to $320 million. The city is now working with the state legislature on a bill to possibly cap damages. Pay raises for city workers are set to kick in on July 1st, adding $250 million in costs. The city council is now discussing various contracts and possible concessions with the unions representing public employees, including police, fire, trash truck drivers, and librarians. Mayor Karen Bass issued a statement saying her upcoming budget will make the best use of their scarce dollars to best serve the people of Los Angeles. However, she warned of fundamental changes in the way the city operates. Bass urged the chief administrative officer to report to her with plans to, quote, reduce spending significantly while protecting essential services. Projections show that revenues will fall $320 million short due to trade, immigration policies, and the impact of this year's devastating wildfires on local taxes, as well as other costs associated with the infernos. Mayor Bass will release her budget on April 21st, which will spell out the steep cost-cutting measures.